to hear how people were able to take skills that they had, but then apply those to something new. It's really like the sky is the limit.
We made episodic series to learn skill swaps and discovery days. And like, you get to kind of go down this exploratory journey.
It really makes you come every day so happy to come to work and see how you can grow and reinvent.
Honestly, every time you all speak about this, I was like, wow, we really do have our internal Disney masterclass, you know? Welcome back to the Life at Disney podcast. I'm your host, Zynga. Today, we're offering you a peek at the future of internal mobility at the Walt Disney Company with a look at the Disney Thinkfluencers, a groundbreaking internal offer to Disney employees, connecting them with subject matter experts leading the real high-impact work across the company. With me today are three employees who helped shape and continue to power this project. Diana from People and Culture, Marketing and Engagement. Decision Science Products Manager Mina and Vice President for Global Content Strategy and Operations at Disney Entertainment Television, Alberto. Oh, I am so looking forward to getting into our conversation today. But to kick things off, we have a little challenge for our guests to help our listeners get to know you. I'd like each of you to share your Disney career in 60 seconds or less. Okay? I'm going to set a timer, and each of you are going to take us through how you came to Disney, what roles you've held, and maybe a favorite project or two that you've been a part of. Okay, who's going first? Diana.
All right, let's do this.
You're in the hot seat.
Is the countdown on?
The countdown. Hold on. Here we go. Go.
All right. My Disney story began in 2015. And looking back a decade later, I can see a clear through line. I've been able to use creativity, strategy, innovation, and people-centered designs to move our business forward. I've had the enormous privilege and opportunity of growing and impacting businesses across the Walt Disney Company, from ad sales to shout out to my ESPN peeps, and now at the enterprise level. In ad sales, I started in sales marketing, helping build our go-to-market strategy with our ad partners. From then, I did a bold pivot, big career shifts into people and culture at ESPN, where I led award-winning career development programs from mentoring, coaching, and beyond. And now I have the opportunity of being the senior manager of marketing and engagement, focused on scaling a culture of career, really immersing ourselves in investing in the talent that we have and making sure that they know about all the incredible resources we are doing to help them level up. Everything I've had the opportunity to touch here has been and continues to be with a full heart and corazón of passion. And I'm so excited to be here today.
Beautiful. You are just a shy over 60 seconds, but guess what? It is worth every second because we can attest to how incredible you are.
I'm very competitive, so I will work on that for the next one.
Good competition, though. Healthy competition, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Who's going up next?
I am. Oh. You know, I had to go. No pressure, okay. Though, because she was so close.
All right, Mina, take it away.
Let's see. I actually came here as part of Disney's internship program. So I am in a field that is fairly small and little known. It's foresight, which is the study of change over time. So it's actually pretty amazing that Disney had it. And to be honest, I did not think that I would have the opportunity to do it just because the field is so small. So I knew that the competition would be really steep. So very excited when I got the call to say that I could come here. At the time, it was for workforce analytics, which is our team that thinks about our cast and employees and what kind of benefits they might need, or how we can best serve them. Later, I moved and did foresight for organization development, which was sort of the same type of work, but the scope was larger. So it was doing things like working with our gift card business or with food and beverage or with global security. And then during the Fox merger, because I had a background in leadership development, I moved over to the leadership development team with Disney University. And there we were responsible for the strategy and implementation of how we were going to bring these two very large companies, established companies, together, and what that was going to look like. As part of that role, I also was responsible for global global HR learning strategy. So that was just really interesting, where it's the development of the people who develop. And then later I moved to the team that I'm on now, which is Disney Decision Science and Integration. And it's providing insights and products related to that long-term decision-making and strategy. So here our customer base or our clients are anyone throughout our entire enterprise. So it's everything from streaming to consumer products to content protection, and I'm probably at 60.
You are over 60 seconds, my friend, but that is okay.
Love that.
Okay. All right. There we go. What you got for us?
Lots of pressure. So here we go. So I actually started my professional journey working with an investment banker doing M&A in New York. While I was there, I was always extremely passionate about movies and TV. So I pursued my heart, and I then did an MBA at Columbia, where I switched into, that's when I first started at Disney. I was an intern working part-time while I was still studying, and I was working for business development at ABC in New York. After that, I actually got a job working somewhere else, where I was part of the planning and analysis team, looking out for their original slate, as well as their expansion in Europe and Latin America. After that, I got an opportunity to lead strategy for direct-to-consumer efforts, which was really, really fun. I got to set up an entire team from the ground up. I actually moved on to their studio, and I was working as the lead, and I was in charge of their franchises. And after my time there, I got the opportunity to join Disney at the beginning of this year, where I lead the efforts to expand the international slate and the local content for Disney International. So super, super excited to be joining and helping Disney.
You were just under.
Nice.
What? Ding, 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 ding. I love it. You all do such incredible work. So we're so happy that you're part of Disney. Now let's get this conversation going. So, Diana, I know that Disney Thinkfluencer is your brainchild. I remember when you had that bright idea, we actually had a conversation about it. And I'm like, okay, I'm fangirling over you. So tell everybody, since, I mean, I knew the tea, but let's tell everyone, what is the origin story? Where did you start as you were conceptualizing what this could become?
Yeah, it's kind of wild to like think about that this journey started over a year ago. But the real talk, you want the real talk?
Yes.
Always.
Break it down.
Our business at the Walt Disney Company is evolving at light speed. Mickey Mouse is at Formula One. ESPN has gone direct to consumer. We have consumer products helping drive film decisions. Like, it's just coming, and it's such a surgence of all of our businesses coming together, and the way that we collaborate at the Walt Disney Company is unique, and it's rare, and it's powerful to our end consumers. And the only way to keep up with that amount of change, the only way to stay ahead, is to democratize knowledge at scale. Cue in Disney Thinkfluencers. That's where we really wanted to do. We wanted to give employees a platform to learn from each other. We have some brilliant, incredibly smart people here. And by doing this, by enabling social learning for people to learn from one another, we've been able to do two things. One, we're unlocking knowledge faster across businesses, across levels, and across location, which is fueling better decisions and faster innovation across the Walt Disney Company instead of it being in silos. And then secondly, for our individual employees, we're opening new doors. We're letting them expose what are the new roles, what are the new projects, what are the skills that I need to go do these different things that we're trying to solve for at a really big company. And by cross-pollinating insights from across these disciplines and across geographies, so as an example, our data teams are learning from our marketing teams, and our marketing teams are learning from our content teams. By being able to create contextual learning across, we're enabling that upskilling, we're sparking mentorship, and we're weaving learning into the flow of work. Instead of it being one more thing, it's that natural curiosity leads you down new paths inspired by our founder, Walt Disney, that allows people to look beyond what's in front of them. Long gone are the days where, as a marketing professional, all you need is marketing skills. You need to go wider. You need to go wider to have the most amount of impact that you have. So we're like, hey, let's bring networking and learning together, and let's give the mic to the people that are at the forefront of driving innovation at the Walt Disney Company. And we have two of them with us here today, Alberto and Mina, and you're in for a real treat.
Yes, yes. The influencers, but the thinkfluencers.
Thinkfluencers, indeed.
It's so brilliant. It's such a great concept. And honestly, every time you all speak about this, I was like, wow, we really do have our internal Disney masterclass. You know, it's quite brilliant, the level of talent that we have across this company. And the thinkfluencers comes from all over the enterprise with various areas of expertise, from visual effects and machine learning to production and technologies. Now, what's something you've learned from being part of this that you'll take away with you in your day-to-day roles?
I mean, I'll kick it off on this one, but I think, like, you know, it definitely being a part of the inaugural cohort is both an honor and a super energizing responsibility, I would say. It really helps us shape future talent for the company. So I think that that's one thing that I take on all of us, is how we're going to shape our next big cohort of thinkfluencers and the workforce that is coming at Disney. But I think that more than anything, it's a concept of truly how we embrace challenge and truly do, you know, come out of it with practical insights and results. So it's about truly connecting, I would say, the strategy and the dots of content and execution and ideas and execution. And I think Diana is truly like a living and breathing example of, she had this idea and she went ahead and executed. And I think that's exactly what I take from this. It's, you know, at the Walt Disney Company, we're not only talking big ideas, we are, but we go ahead and execute them. And I think that's the thing that I take the most and the thing that I want to pass on for sure.
It's so weird because listening to him is like listening to myself.
We're starting to morph.
I would say the thing that I take away is like constantly being willing to push yourself to learn something new. So like for me, and I think I could say the same for a lot of my fellow thinkfluencers, is we don't consider ourselves content creators in the traditional sense of the word, right? Even for a media company, just individually, I don't think that's how we thought about ourselves. However, what was a commonality is we came with this goal. And this goal was, we really wanted to help connect our company in new ways. So regardless of where you sat in this company or what your job was, we really had this passion for being able to describe what we did, being able to help other people leverage what we do in their company or in their context. So we leaned on each other a lot for support. And also for learnings, where we might notice another thinkfluencer did something and it's like, oh, how did you do that? And so I feel like we were a microcosm of what we'd like to see throughout the entire organization, right? We were learning from each other, but we were also pushing, and we had like this similar core motivation. I think if I would say like something to take away is, if you can identify that core motivating factor, then that can enable us all to sort of push through any kind of uncomfortable moments that you might be having or any kind of challenges, because you know at the end of the day what it is you're trying to do.
Absolutely. Diana, what about you?
You know, for me, I have had such a powerful human experience seeing our thinkfluencers step up to the plate. Like, that's been my favorite part, investing into them. And the level of output that they've put out, the amount of knowledge and wisdom that they've dropped, has allowed us to see what's possible when you invest in your talent. And we invested into these, you know, inaugural cohort to kind of show the proof of concept of what could social learning feel like and be like. And I remember Alberto sending me his first piece of content, and it was like clips behind the scenes of him walking through a premiere in London. I remember the moment where we gave Mina some Ray-Ban Smart Mirror glasses in Orlando at the Disney Data and Analytics Conference, and she was geeking out, being like, I'm here live from Orlando with the glasses. Like, and then I also even remember when some people were shy and they're like, I'm not sure what I want to share, and being able to coach them through that. And now, fast forward a year later, they're like, Diana, I have this other idea. Diana, like, what if we drop content on this? Like, So their growth trajectory that they've had in not only on how they're collaborating with each other's businesses, how they've leveled up even in their presentation skills, how they're embodying our company values and some, it's been a beautiful journey. We've become a little familia, like a community where we're all like here and supporting one another. So I'm just so proud of them. So what I'm taking away is that when you invest in the people and the ripple effect of impact of you investing into them and how they're investing into our employees, it's very meta, right? It's like that there's a powerful ripple effect there that we need to find ways to continue duplicating across our business.
Well, it would be remiss if we didn't shout out the leaders who invested in you, Diana.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know? Absolutely.
Because they empowered you to get this off the ground, you know? So I'm really grateful to them because you are a force and so is Mina and Alberto. So this is really great. I'm really, this gives me so much hope and joy, you know? And I also think one of the coolest parts of this initiative is contextualized learning. You're grounding practical learning and real practices from across the company. Do any of you have a favorite example of this you can share with our listeners?
Oh, I do. Definitely. Every year I'll normally have some type of goal or something set aside for our team. And one of our Thinkfluencers published something about Airtable automation. And even though it was in the context of content distribution, there were similarities between like what we were trying to do, who we needed to communicate with, how the stakeholders. So, you know, the building blocks were there, although what we were looking at as far as our businesses were completely different. But the steps were so clear that we're leveraging that in order to develop what we do. Even if we don't wind up using Airtable, the same product, all the core learnings were there in order to help us, I guess we could say like short circuit errors or, you know, like making mistakes or forgetting something, because it's very clear someone's already done this. Just learn from someone who's already done it so that when you're working, your working's more effective and it's faster.
Yeah.
That's a great one.
Yeah, that was phenomenal.
Do you have one, Alberto and Diana?
I can go next. Yeah.
Go.
I think before, when something new, right, in technology was happening, let's use machine learning as an example, I'd go read some articles, scroll my LinkedIn feed, and now I'm learning machine learning from the person who is modeling models on Disney Plus.
So true.
Like, right, like by adding the business as a side dish of understanding what we're talking about, it grounds you in actually understanding how it's enabling our business. So it's not just, oh, I now know machine learning because I'm thinking about all that data and what are the data signals and how do they connect and how do we automate and all the things that happen when you can personalize machine learning. So it's like, no pun intended, but this platform that we've produced and created with Thinkfluencers, we took a book out of Disney Plus in a sense, because we made episodic series to learn skill swaps and discovery days. And that's how the front of Disney Plus looks, right? Like it's not like you get to kind of go down this exploratory journey. So shout out to Brian Morrison, one of our Thinkfluencers, for dropping all the knowledge on machine learning across the company.
Right. That's so cool.
I think I'll pick up from what you both said. I think for me, particularly when I was thinking about content, since I work on the content side, sometimes I think that people, you know, it's all about production and making sure that the delivery of the assets, it's ready and making sure that the stories that we're telling are truly getting to the audiences. And I think that was a part that for me was truly how the Thinkfluencers helped me unlock. Because stories that I'm looking at are stories that we're sourcing from the UK and Japan and Korea and Brazil and Mexico. And these stories have very much universal themes. And so one way for us to help these stories truly reach global audiences, even though we're really thinking local for local and then local for the world, is by enabling our subtitles, right? Our subbing and dubbing of these assets. And it was thanks to, again, a Thinkfluencer that I work with, Jackie. She was helping me, you know, thinking about solutions so that we can bring subbing and dubbing much more faster and quicker. So that when we are actually bringing these stories from these amazing storytellers, we're able to reach everybody because we have enabled them the opportunity to listen and hear their stories. And, you know, that sometimes because of like the language barriers, people might not be able to reach out to. And it was, again, thanks to a connection that we made here. So even though the idea was great, it really comes to tangible results and how we can make a difference for our business and for the audiences.
Wow. This is awesome. I love this so much. Now, this connects Disney employees at all levels with experts from across the company to allow for internal network of knowledge sharing at huge scale. Now, how do you feel internal mobility and continued growth and development are prioritized at Disney?
I'll take this one because I'm the people and culture person on the call.
Yes.
So what's exciting about growing at Disney and the opportunities that we have here is that they're truly expansive. We have so many different business units, so many different roles and ways that we're reaching different consumers. We've got content, we've got sports, we've got experiences, we've got parks. Oh yeah, and global. Let's just, you know, it like truly scales. So what we're really focused on in our people and culture team is cultivating growth at every stage of your career so that no matter where you are in your career at the Walt Disney Company, we can invest into you and we can have ready now talent to really help us enable our business priorities. So this year, we've recently launched a new initiative under the Disney Career Center, which allows us to have all of our learning and development resources to allow our employees to skill up, to prep for internal career opportunities when they're interviewing internally, give them the tools that they need to build their own personal brand, to get their resumes ready, leveraging technology, and skill up on skills that are not in their existing areas of focus and work. So by aggregating all of that, we've done it really intentionally because internal mobility is a priority for us in the company. We want to create opportunities for our talent to move across the company and impact different lines of businesses. So we actually partner really closely with our Talent Connect team. We have dedicated internal recruiters that are focused on helping our employees think about different career pathways and discover different roles across our segments. In addition to all of the developed talent and growth initiatives that we're doing to invest into our employees, into our leaders, and into our business. I really think we're at this crucial, exciting moment of us as a company where employees can, you know, stretch their imagination and think about how they want to impact our business. And it doesn't have to be a one-size-fits-all marketing for your career for your entire life, right? You heard even Mina's story at the top and how she moved in all these different roles and different departments. But creating the visibility of what's possible and then letting the employee feel empowered to go after those opportunities, network and grow the skills that they need to be ready for when those opportunities present themselves.
Right. I mean, I don't know if Mina and Alberto, do you want to add to that just from your own personal experiences?
I think listening to Diana brought to mind, and I was working on a project with talent development at Walt Disney World. And as part of that, I remember talking to a lot of people about their backgrounds. And what really sticks with me that connects with what Diana was talking about was the stories from other people working in our company about just how many experiences they've had and where they had had them throughout our company. And so I feel what's really unique about working at Disney is you have this opportunity to be able to explore completely different businesses or completely different career fields right in the same company. So it's really like the sky is the limit, and to hear how people were able to take skills that they had, but then apply those to something new and be able to do that in a place where they weren't always starting from scratch. So yes, our businesses are different. Yes, they have different cultures, but to be able to transfer in between. And it's funny, I was talking to someone a couple of weeks ago when they said, wow, you've had a lot of jobs there. And like, to me, it doesn't seem that way because I've heard of people having like 15 jobs inside of our company in different areas. And it's not that I think the reason is pretty much the same as why I would have been moving. It's like you're either moving to learn more or you're moving because you're applying skills that you have in a different way, or someone has identified a talent or a skill that you have, and they'll ask you about a new opportunity and if you're willing to consider it, or maybe you just want to experience a different part of our company so that you're able to see sort of like a different piece of the elephant. I would say that would be the thing for me, is just knowing, like, I've seen it and heard people's stories about the internal mobility. So I absolutely know that it's there.
Fantastic. I know, Boucher, you're still new, right?
I am still new, but I just think, I know that there's so many more things, but I think that's what really sets Disney culture apart. Mm-hmm. And I coming from somewhere else, mm-hmm. it's just like Disney really empowers this type of mobility, and it really fosters it. And so it permeates at all levels of the company. And it's something that it truly makes a difference, because it allows people to really follow their passions and to learn new things every day. So I can really be like a witness to it coming from the outside, for sure.
I mean, I know it sounds cliche, but I feel like when you're part of Disney, it's all about the magic. Yeah. And the dream, right? The power of dreaming. And that ties directly into a quote from Walt Disney about how you can dream, create, design, and build the most wonderful place in the world. But it requires people to make that dream a reality. And I know one of the key considerations is that the people who empower our stories at Disney are worth investing in. And that's kind of been the through line of this conversation, investing in the people. So how does it feel to be part of this effort and make a difference for all employees?
I think at the forefront of our mind, and that's why I said, oh my gosh, like Alberto is like literally taking thoughts out of my head, is we really wanted to provide a good foundation for that Thinkfluencer cohort that came next. So if we could do whatever we could to provide a really good model of what a good experience looks like, then we would sort of lay the bed for them to be able to bring this new level of creativity. So I'm super excited to see who's going to be in that next cohort, like who we're going to be able to learn from, who we're going to be able to connect with. I think it's just exciting to, like I said, this really demonstrates so much of what Disney is about. It's like a mini Disney where, you know, individuals, I just talked about them moving throughout the organization. Well, you don't move throughout the organization without support. You're not just moving somewhere and then you're left and hopefully you make it. There's always a level of support that goes with that, even down to something like when you first get started, being able to have introductions to people. Like that's something that a lot of organizations might not take the time to do, but you have time set aside because understanding our culture, understanding how you connect with others and the collaboration that happens in this company is super important here.
I'll go next. For me, it feels like the difference we're making is expansive. And one of the biggest lessons that I've learned in this is that when you give our employees a visible, trusted platform to share their knowledge, they do not hesitate. They rise. They rise to that occasion, and they do it with excellence. And it's been, as I shared earlier, really incredibly inspiring to watch our Thinkfluencers step into the role of teacher. Right? Going from subject matter expert to becoming the teacher. Many of them started as quiet experts, right? They were behind the scenes in these key projects, and now they're go-to voices and they're people that people are relying on to get those best practices and to collaborate across all of our businesses. And I actually want to say that you are content creators, Mina. I know at the top you were like, oh, well, you know, I don't know if we're content creators, but I think it shows, it's reinforced how much of our talent already exists within our walls, even in the communications that we're seeing in the platform of employees commenting and asking questions and tagging one another. Hey, check this out. It's kind of wanting to share that knowledge has been really powerful. And if I haven't said it enough, I'm going to say it one more time. I am so proud of this cohort, and I'm energized by the impact that they're making to themselves, to their colleagues, their employees, and globally across the Walt Disney Company. And I can't wait to see what they all go build next.
Wow. Alberto.
It's amazing. But I mean, for me, you said the word, Diana. For me, it's energizing. I am so pumped up. So pumped up, because it really makes a difference when, you know, employees and people like Diana said, like when we're encouraged to think boldly, to explore new paths, to come up with fresh ideas, while at that same time you're getting the support needed. That's like the where X marks the spot, right? That is the highlight where you can do. And I think that this is a company that, like, you know, even though the industry is changing and every day there's new things, having that level of stability and then encouragement to try new things, it's just like, it truly is magical. It really makes you come every day so happy to come to work and see how you can grow and reinvent. And at the same time, you have this legacy of storytelling that I think all of us are so jealous of protecting, and we want to make it better. And I think that's what is just so energizing. We want to feed the new storytellers. We want to feed new audiences with amazing stories. And we want to show to the world that the Disney company is here to stay for another 100 years.
Preach, Alberto. Yes. You know what I love about this? This is like, we're in a new year and you got it. You know, I think the phrase for us here is think of what is possible.
Yeah.
Right?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Think influencers. Also, just to give Alberto a quick shout out, the second piece of content he gave us was him teaching on a whiteboard with a lightsaber. So if that doesn't get you excited to learn from subject matter experts at Disney, I don't know what will, y'all, but it is working, which is incredible. But I just, when I got the piece of content, I was like, he has a lightsaber, y'all. Like, it was amazing.
So subject matter expert Jedi added to the resume.
Bingo. Sith. Well, always the dark side.
You're a Sith. Okay, look, hey, look, all are welcome here.
Exactly.
Okay, so as you can see, we love to have fun with our guests here on Life at Disney. So we're going to play a little game. Y'all ready?
Ready.
Okay. Look, we have been talking a lot about collaboration, innovation, and really surrounding yourself with people who help you be your best. So here's the challenge. Okay. You're building a dream team for the next big project. Only this time your coworkers are characters. Who are you bringing onto the dream team and why?
Okay. I want to go first.
Diana, you roll.
Okay. I have two must-haves.
Okay.
Shuri from Black Panther, genius level technologist, chief science officer, prototyping, iterating vibes, obsessed. Mina, see what I did there with futurist. And then Moana.
Oh.
Challenger of the known worlds, courageous. Just because something's been done this way always doesn't mean that that's what's needed. And she did it. She went beyond the reef for her people. Like, it was driven by the people.
There's no telling how far they'll go.
Well,
I love that. I love that. I love that. Mina, do you mind if I go next?
No, go right ahead.
Okay, perfect. So I am going to bring three, right? I'm going to have Tony Stark.
Nice.
Because Tony knows no. There's nothing that he cannot invent. There's nothing that he cannot think. He will not take no for an answer, and he will always think outside the box. I'm going to give a shout out to one of our local originals from the UK, which is called 1,000 Blows. And there it tells the story of this criminal organization called the 40 Elephants. The leader of the 40 Elephants, her name was Mary Carr. And I am going to have her be on the team because exactly that. She is a team builder. She knows how to bring the best in every one of her team members. And she knows who will do what type of thing for each of like the task and who is best. So I think that's number two. And third, I am going to bring a Sith. So I am going to bring Darth Vader because What a twist. I know, what a twist. But you need to have a little bit of like, you need to have somebody who will bring the force, who at the end of the day, he's full heart. At the end of the day, he's on the good side. But I think that what I want is a little bit of like force and inspiration, because he can do the impossible. And he did the impossible. And I think he is truly somebody to look up to, right? Who has had many lives and always God, you know, at the end of the day, it was always about like the story of a true hero's journey. And so I think that inspiration would be much needed for whatever task we put ourselves up to.
Yeah, I mean, I guess he is the force as long as he stays out of HR, okay?
100%, 100%.
Mina.
Okay, I am going to go one because he's my favorite. I'm going to bring Mickey Mouse for certain, because, you know,
OG.
He's classic character. He is proven. There is not a mention of this company. Like whenever somebody refers to Disney as a whole, they refer to the mouse. So, you know, you've got to have the powerhouse, strong Mickey behind you. Other than that, I am also going to go with a villain because, you know, they tend to be ignored a little bit. And so I'm going to go with Maleficent because, you know, she is a woman. She shows how powerful a woman can be.
Love it.
So we're going to have some interesting teams going on with the characters that we are picking.
Oh my God, what a dream team.
I think this is a dream powerful teams. Company already.
I agree.
Okay. What is this company?
Yeah. What is this company called?
We're going to have to offline on that one.
Yeah, we're going to have to offline. Yeah. You know, a lot of things happen in the offline. Oh my gosh. Look, I could sit here and talk to you all day. What a complete joy and pleasure. This is such an inspiring conversation to kick off a new year. Like I said, learning and growth. I'd love to leave our listeners with some final takeaways while we have you on the mic. So, what advice or insight would you like to share with them about what it's truly like working at Disney?
Advice. Okay, I'm going to reveal something. A funny sort of backstory. And I didn't even realize this until, this is how crazy it is. Like, I didn't even realize this happened until I had been working at the company for years. And one day I was walking down the hall and I remember it hitting me like, oh my God, I had actually applied here before. I had applied to work. It was either at Disney University or Disney Institute. It was because I had this learning and development background. And at the time I applied and did not get the job. So I think from my experience, what someone could take away is two things. One, maybe there's more work you need to do in order to make yourself a better candidate. So don't write off the opportunity, just sort of stay to your path and keep learning. And in hindsight, especially now having experienced what it's like to facilitate in this company, I was not ready. I'm like, HR, kudos to you. And then number two, I would say dreams really do come true, even if it's not the way that you think. Like I said, I was walking down the hall and didn't even realize that I was living inside what I had imagined at one point.
Wow.
Manifestation.
Correct.
For me, I think it's my advice would be to stay curious and proactive. I think, you know, take initiative. Always feel free to ask questions, build relationships. I think to a little bit to what Mina was saying, there are so many paths to grow and to enter the company. There's not one single path. So just, you know, lean in, stay adaptable, and bring that passion to every task, and you will find incredible opportunities here.
Beautiful.
Well said, Mina and Alberto.
Yes.
I would say for talent, dreaming of being a part of Disney's story, don't just want to work at Disney. Get really specific on how you want to move our business forward. Get clear on which part of our company you want to impact, whether that's streaming, parks, sports, products, tech, and the why you want to impact that business line is crucial. Then start building proximity. engage with our content, follow our leaders on LinkedIn, join our talent communities where you can, and connect with people who sit on those teams. I'll double down on what Alberto said, like building those relationships is crucial.
That's correct. Mm-hmm. I always tell young people, your network is your net worth.
Yep.
Well said.
Well said.
Right?
Yeah.
So I love building community and networking with you all. And I hope others are encouraged to do the same. And that is it for this episode of the Life at Disney podcast. Thank you for listening to today's episode. Be sure to subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts to catch our next episode. And if you want to learn more about working at Disney, follow Disney Careers on social media or visit DisneyCareers.com. We'll see you real soon. The Life at Disney podcast is produced by Jaron Kaufman and Sarah Monier. Editing by Brandon Colon. Video promotions by Hannah Butler. Design and graphics by Delaney Regnier. Music arranged and produced by Nat Young Music Group Incorporated. And a special thank you to the Disney Thinkfluencer team.